Hi, I'm Janelle.
And I'm Monique.
And welcome to Is Marriage Worth It?
We are just two single chicks, girls, women.
Anything but females.
Trying to figure out what marriage is like and is it worth it?
I'm assuming the best place to get the answers is from married people. Maybe engaged people, newlyweds, and even other singles.
Each episode, we will have a guest answering different questions we have or that you may have about marriage.
Join us as we try to figure out, is marriage worth it?
And if it is, I wonder if my future husband or yours is listening right now.
Hi, I'm Monique.
And I'm Janelle.
And welcome back to another episode of
Is Marriage Worth It?
So our guests today are the Noriegas, Precious and Seiko. The way that I know Precious, I mean, she still is my best friend, but you know, she went and got married, so I had to take a step back, but she was my high school best friend. That's how I know her. And then I know Seiko because that's her husband. But thank you, Precious and Seiko, for agreeing to be on the show.
Thanks for having us. It's been long time coming.
To kick things off, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourselves.
All right. My name is Seiko Noriega. Man, I always hate that question because it's one of the hardest ones to talk about yourself, especially when you're not used to doing it. But to give a little background, I guess, currently I work as an operations and innovations analyst for a university. Little bit about kind of my hobbies and stuff like that. I'm super big into the entertainment arts, such as like dancing, performance arts, things along those lines. Huge into anime, big anime fan, also big wrestling fan as well. And I'm also a Trinidadian a lot of my friends already know that. And it's one of the fun facts that people always are like, oh my God, you're from another country?
I love them.
But I always forget to mention it. I was born and raised in Trinidad and Tobago, moved up here when I was about 10, 11 years old. Lost my accent though, but some people still say that they can slightly hear it.
I'm like, you hear an accent?
You've just gotten used to it. And most people have gotten used to it. But yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Yeah, and my name is Precious Noriega, formerly Precious Downey, for those who have known me for quite some time. Something about me, so I work as an associate manager for one of the eyeglass companies out in the world. What else? Some of my hobbies include like looking in the mirror at myself and... you know, like doing my hair. I love, you know, spending money, which is toxic of me. Same. I'm working on myself every day. What other hobbies do I have? Currently, I'm really into just natural products. And you're like, yeah, get into the real stuff. I'm just into just natural products and natural things as like body butters and lotion, just because, you know, when I think of all the garbage that they put out in the world, I'm like, how do we put that on our skin? And yeah, so that's a little something about me that not everyone knows. And I think that's about it.
Alrighty. So, okay, you guys are married, but how long have you guys been married?
Been married for 4 years.
4 years, yeah, 4 years as of May 26th.
Yeah. The crazy thing is, well, I think that might be a question that you're going to ask us a little bit later on. The gun.
4 years.
4 years.
4 years. 4 years. All right. Well, how did you guys meet?
You want me to go into that?
I mean, it's, you know, they always say there's two sides to every story. So the first time that I met Precious was not the first time she remembered meeting me.
That happens so much though.
So I met her through a friend, James, in college, and she didn't quite remember the first time that she actually met me because I was a community advisor. So I was kind of in my role. So, you know, she brushed me off a little bit. But the first time she officially remembered meeting me was at one of our good friends, Jordan's parties. And that's when we had an actual full introduction to each other.
I guess that's what you mean when there's two sides to every story. I actually don't remember ever meeting him. I know that I've known him, but I don't know when the first time I met him was. I have no clue. I know, yeah, you were at Jordan's parties, but I don't remember that I met you there. So that's my story. I don't know when I met him.
It was so long ago.
Okay, so how did we get from, I can't even remember when I met you, to I think I might like him?
Oh, Lord.
Honestly, we've always had a pretty good relationship through college, and we've kept our friendship going. After I graduated college in 2013, and I think you were, what, a junior in 2013, sophomore, junior, something like that? After I graduated, we've kept in touch throughout the years. I would come back to NIU, visit her, visit some of my friends there. So the relationship has always, our friendship was always at the forefront where we...
Yeah. I feel like I've always been good friends with him. Like, we were just always close, and I don't know when that started or how I met you or when that came about, but we've always been close. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, did I ever cook for you in college? Is that when it got close? No, we just hung out. We just had so many, like,
our 5-minute hugs. I didn't know what that, I don't even know how that started. Like, how did any of this start? Like, we used
to. The 5-minute hugs, that's hilarious. Because you were so awkward back then, and one of my personality traits
awkward
is I like
hugger,
to
not awkward.
Right. And one of my personality traits is always testing people's social norms in a way. So for her, she was very, she was always like, don't touch me, even though we were really close. And I was like, no, we're going to practice how to give successful hugs. So we would, I don't know how it started, but I was like, you know what? You're going to hug me for 5 minutes right now. And I pulled out my phone, stopwatch, and I timed it, and we hugged for five minutes.
Literally timed this every encounter.
So that is such a long time.
But that just became like a very like random thing that we would do, just like give each other 5-minute hugs, especially for if we, like, I came back to college after I graduated and saw her, haven't seen each other for a while, we'd do that.
5-minute hugs. Five minute hugs. Yeah, that is weird.
Looking back at it, yeah, but you know. For people looking outside in, it's weird, but when you're looking...
No, it was so normal for me.
It was very normal for us to do it. So I'm sure people are like, why are they still hugging?
Oh my goodness.
Oh, you did this in front of other people?
Probably. Did we do it at the NIU game?
We did.
When I came back to...
We did, and everyone was a little confused.
It may not have been a full 5 minutes. May have been like 2-3 minutes or so, but the title, 5-minute hugs.
You know what's weird? He said, oh yeah, I actually really did used to like you back in college. And I was like, what? He was like, you didn't like think the 5-minute hugs were just friendly?
We're platonic. Let's not get that twisted. That was very platonic, mm-hmm. But it was more towards after I graduated where.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything just escalated.
So how did you transition to the first date?
You go ahead.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Okay. So what year was this? I want to say it was 2015, randomly. I was at home and walking in, sitting in my room, and then he just happened to, it was Christmas, or the day after Christmas, and he just happened to text me, like, Merry Christmas. I hope you had a good, like, time or whatever. And that conversation kind of just escalated. And I think I was single at the time, which ever since I've been with you, I had never been single. So somehow you found out and you were like, oh, like, how did we even start that? It was just like,
once again, maybe a really good friend. Every Christmas I usually send friends just my like tight-knit circle personalized Merry Christmas messages. Mm-hmm. I honestly am one of those people that hate like the whole mass production of sending like, oh, Merry Christmas on someone's wall, or like send out a full group text of Merry Christmas. I like to do things a little bit more personal, because if I care about you, I want you to feel that. Mm-hmm. So I sent her a very personable Merry Christmas, checking in on her because it's been maybe a few months. I was in Trinidad at the time. It was like a few months since I talked to you, so it was some detailed message. And then from there, the conversation just like escalated. Like we were catching up with each other, and then I guess it turned into like getting deeper on what's going on in your personal life, what's going on in my personal life. And then it just like escalated from there. And I feel like we left the conversation like, huh, are we about to start dating?
It was weird. I when we got done texting, you were like, oh, it's late, I'm going to go to bed. I was like, what just happened? Because he's been my friend this whole time. And so he was in Trinidad at the time, and then he came back from Trinidad.
Around New Year's.
Yeah, and I was back at home, or back in DeKalb at school. And then he said, like, you know, let's go on a date. And then he asked me all the things I like to do, or, you know, things of that nature. And then next thing you know, we ended up on our first date at the Museum of Science and Industries.
Love that place.
Yes. I mean, I love like everything about our first date. I loved like he got the package with everything in it.
All the tours,
by the way. And while I love it, man, I was tired because I think I wore like some shoes with a little heel on it. And
ooh, trying to look cute.
Trying to look cute. And I was tired. Like, I didn't know how to tell him on the day, but I was so tired of walking around. I was done. By the end of it, he was like, oh, you ready to go? I was like, yes, let's go. Let's go get some food because I'm hungry.
I don't think we finished all the tours because I noticed it was the submarine one where I noticed like, geez. She's hurting. Let's go ahead and try to get out of here.
Yeah, we left her for a cave tour.
Mining tour, yeah.
And then we went to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Which was random as hell. I don't know. Buffalo Wild Wings, it was so random.
Hey.
I think we were probably like looking for chicken places around the area.
I was happy.
Yeah.
So after that first date, how long did it take for you guys to realize, this is something serious?
Well, why are you looking at me like that? I don't know. It was just a lot of talking. And then we really got to the point where we were really like talking about things that I would never talk to anyone about. And like, yeah, so we would talk every night, like literally like fall asleep on the phone with each other. And then I think just after, you know, talking for so long and just hanging out, and he would spend the night at my place, I spend the night at his place. And then after a while, we're just like, yeah, we're really doing this. So I think that's how it escalated to that. Like, this is really a thing. And let's call it a thing, because I'm not okay with, you know.
We're talking about a month in.
Oh, my goodness.
You're not going on dates and stuff.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the reason why for us it kind of moved a little quicker than most is because we knew each other for so long.
I was always obsessed with him, but, like, in a friend way. Like, I didn't know. I think once I started to have feelings for him, it like a light bulb went off in my head. Like, oh my God, like I've always been obsessed with this guy. Like when I saw him at the game, I like jumped and I jumped on him. And I hugged him and like friends were like, what the hell? Like, who is he? Like, what are you doing? So it's just something clicked in my head. I was like, man, I really like this guy. And he was someone that I never knew that I would like end up with or even like date. Like I never even saw that. Like it was just random. Like who would have saw that coming?
Yeah.
It was weird. It still to this day, I was like, man, we're married. Like that's like randomly, I'll just be like sitting there like, wow, like, are we really married right now? Like,
yep.
What happened?
I'd be like, yep, we are married.
It just escalated out of nowhere. Monique, back up.
Oh man, you guys are funny because I don't remember this full background story, but I did always hear about Seiko. The thing with Precious and I being friends, she would tell me things and then like Seiko's name would just come up in random conversations. And then I think I met Seiko for the first time. What birthday was that? I think we came for your birthday weekend. I think it was at your apartment in college.
I actually know what you're, yes, I know what you're talking about. Yes, because I remember that because I was mad at my roommate that weekend. But yes, I remember that. You know what I'm talking about? Where it was random. It was my birthday. Oh yes, remember we had to kick everybody out? Like, because Chris was there, all those other guys.
We've had so many like birthday celebrations. It just all.
There's something that will ring a bell with the story, but I feel like you weren't included in that. So you wouldn't remember. that was a memorable birthday.
That wasn't the one. Oh. For football game? No.
Mm-mm. That's when Tasia was there. And Tasia, like, never mind. I don't want to tell too much on this.
I'm sure she appreciates it.
Yeah.
All right, where are we in the story?
When we just started dating, where we decided, you know, this is something more than just like dating, we'll pursue a relationship.
Mm-hmm. So did you guys have a sit down talk about, will you be my girlfriend type of thing? Did you formally ask?
I don't know. It wasn't formal. It was more like an understanding of like, we're definitely a little bit more than dating. This is feels more than just like two people that are just like casually going out on dates. It's something that we were trying to pursue to see where it developed.
We were really in it. I would literally, like I had my apartment at NIU, but he already graduated. So I was literally staying with him for most of the time. So I was paying rent at my apartment, but staying with him like full time. Stupid, right? Don't ever do that, girls.
It's probably because you really loved the Oak Park area.
Yeah, no, I think it was the area. But it was you too. You had a little bit to do with that. You had a little bit to do with that. But yeah, things kind of just took off and we couldn't deny it. But it took a long time for us to tell our friends. Like, because literally we've been friends for a hot minute.
Well, my friends in Oak Park knew.
Well, no, your friends in Oak Park, but your friends from NIU.
Well, I was already graduated. So yeah, it took a little bit of time because I'm not one of those people that, you know, go and announce things like that. So
when they did find out, they were like, what?
How did this happen?
Yeah. They were a little confused. To this day, I think people are really confused.
Yeah, there's. Well, I feel like after a lot of them came to our wedding, they were like, oh, okay.
After the wedding, they were like, oh, okay.
They're like, oh, this is for real.
We're doing it.
How did you guys even mate like that? Yeah.
Yeah.
So how long did you guys date before getting engaged?
We got engaged in 2017. We started dating in 2015. So about
like a year and a half.
Year and a half, 2 years.
A year and a half,
Year and a half, 2 years.
And then we got engaged. He asked me he did not ask me at New Year's. Let's get that straight.
Had a full plan for how I was going to ask her. So I know that she's the type of woman that enjoys grand gestures. And I'm the type of guy that enjoys intimate experiences with friends and keeping it, you know, people that's close to you. So we had a New Year's celebration with close friends and close family members. And I was going to propose to her in that group where, you know, people that we love and trust. One too many shots.
Oh, Lord. I didn't know you was going to actually tell it.
One too many shots with Monique, you know, Precious, when it comes to like drinking, she'd be like, who wants a shot? All right, your glass is empty. Who wants a shot? So, you know.
She's a great hostess.
Yeah, great hostess.
Thank you.
Have a great time.
Keeping everybody topped off, including herself. And by around like 10:30, she fell asleep.
Yeah, I was knocked out.
She fell asleep for New Year's. I was going to pop the question once the countdown happened and all of that. Now, of course, I was having drinks as well. And she's a detective, so I didn't want her to find a ring. So I had the ring on me and I was like, if she's like hugs me or touches me, she's going to randomly like feel the ring in my pocket or something. Let me put this ring somewhere in my drunken mind. And I forgot where I put the ring.
Oh, no.
But luckily, my scapegoat was she, you know, fell asleep. So I was like, okay, great. I have time to find this ring. It wasn't until the next morning of fully digging around that I found it. And that's when I proposed to her. I was like, I'm going to do it when she wakes up because it was supposed to happen last night. I found the ring now. I'm not going to lose this ring again. Yeah. I'm going to, as soon as she wakes up.
Y'all look a hot mess. Like, I look a hot mess coming out of a deep sleep.
Deep drunken sleep. I didn't even get in the shower yet.
I was excited, but after the fact, I was like, dang.
It was great. It was the perfect engagement story for how our relationship is. That's like kind of textbook of how things would go.
It's very fitting.
It's very fitting indeed.
No, I gotta know, where did your drunk self put the ring?
Me? So yeah. I had a work bag that was in one of my closets. Mm-hmm. And I was like, because she had a hunch something may happen. So I was like, I'm going to take this work bag and I'm going to put it in the laundry room. And I'm going to put it by the towels.
Put it by the towels,
my work bag. I told her I was... I was like, nobody's going to be going into the laundry room. Like, why would anybody be in our laundry room?
Like 10 people in the house.
Why would they need to? And that's where I ended up hiding it.
I had a time that night.
Yeah, everybody did. I think only like a couple people made it to the countdown.
Yeah, we literally missed the countdown.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
We went a little bit too hard that night.
So it's
but
New
like
Year's.
Like you said, it makes for a great story. And it's
a great story.
You guys are.
Yeah, everybody wants to hear like this romantic story. And it's just
like, two people having fun with their friends, getting a little bit too.
I love how authentic that story is, though. It's not the most romantic story we've ever heard, but it feels the realest. And I love that.
Yeah.
Love it.
That's why it's so fitting. It's just like...
It was me and Nene. We literally fell asleep.
Like, yeah, her and Nene. I walked in the room and her and Nene was like...
We're knocked out.
Knocked out next to each other. I was like, are they cuddling? I was like, you know what? Whatever, go ahead.
We slept.
I was like, get your rest. I would rather you all you know, recuperate now, man. You know, so good times.
So how long were you guys engaged for?
A little over a year. Huh?
Yeah, because when we get engaged, yeah, it's about a year, because our wedding literally happened in a year, in May.
Yeah, so it was a little over a year that we were engaged. I mean, we knew we were going to get married. A lot of people use engagement as like a trial period or a test run. Mm-hmm. For us, it wasn't, because we knew we were going to get married. So it was more about
the planning,
the using the engagement to plan how the wedding is going to be. And then once we solidified those plans, pick a date and go about getting it completed.
So you guys use dating and I guess your friendship beforehand to have those deep conversations about your expectations mm-hmm. for
yeah.
what married life and stuff would look like for you guys?
Yeah, like, I think that's where a lot of our success has come from. The relationship was just having that previous best friendship.
Yeah.
And already like knowing each other on such a deeper level where it's weird now, like if you see us, like we do fit, it's very generic with people. It's like we finish each other's sentences, but it's no. like literally
like it's weird.
That happens to us when we're out with people, or like she'll be like, hey babe, guess so-and-so, and I'll like guess correctly with no context. And she's like, how the hell did you guess that?
We played a game. I forgot what game that was. But everybody was like, what the hell is going on with them? Like, why are they?
Yeah.
Like, are they just cheating?
It's just we know how each other think. And I think because of that, when we were dating, we were able to have deeper conversations compared to people who just met each other. You know, a lot of the stuff is like surface level, like, you know, tell me about your parents. Tell me about yourself. What's your favorite color? Like, we already knew all of that about each other. So our conversations from when we started dating was more on looking at, okay, so where do you want to be in the next couple years? What some of your, you know, values that you have when it comes to family.
And I'm such a hypothetical person, so I'll throw all like hypotheticals, like could never happen in millions, but I'll just throw it out. Even to this day, I'm like, you know, what if, you know, and not to be dark, but like, what if a car hits me and I'm paralyzed and like, are you still going to stick around? Like, what if I can't do anything? Like, I want to know these things. Like, I want to know, like, what will you do if the worst happens?
And I am the complete opposite, because I'm, as you can tell with my job, I'm a operations analyst. So I'm about facts and things like that. So hypothetical questions, I always give her, I don't know, like I don't know what are, and I start asking questions like, so what is the X, Y, and Z of this? Like, I can't give you an answer if I don't know the facts of it. It's funny because we are opposite in so many areas, but when it comes to like certain values that we have, we're dead on the head with it.
We line up.
But we are super, super opposite. Like her personality, when it comes to if we're out and about, she's more of the reserved person, when I am more of the like outgoing. Like people love talking to me, even though I'm an introvert, but they say I'm an introverted extrovert. Yeah.
My face looks like, don't talk to me, like don't come up to me. I look just mean. Always.
But on the other things, I'm very simplistic, and she's my simple side can sometimes lack detail, and she's very detailed oriented. So she gets to do most of the planning when it goes on vacations and stuff. I'm like, look, we're going to buy a plane ticket and we're going to get there. She's like, well, what time are we going to leave? Are we driving our car there? Are we taking an Uber? What about what are we going to eat? Are we going to stop at Starbucks or for snacks? Things like that. We will go with the flow.
No.
Because that's my island side. Go with the flow. We'll go with the flow. Whatever happens, happens. And she's like, no, we need to have, which is, you would think that me being the analytical, I would have the step-by-step. But on my personal life, outside of certain things, I'm just very go with the flow. But she's very, we need to have X, Y, Z all planned out for.
And I think that just stems from anxiety in general. Like, I just need to know what's going to happen next. Like, I can't just show up somewhere and, you know, see what happens. So I need to know. So I think that has a major part in it, but it works.
It works. We balance each other out. And sometimes I'll have to be like, just let it happen. It's like you're putting too much pressure.
He says that all the time. Just, no.
Let it happen.
So how did your what did your family think about your relationship?
My family absolutely loved it. My mom, when we were dating, gave her like a key to the place, like while we were dating. She was just like, here, you can come whenever you want. And I was like, mom, stop giving people keys to our place. She was like, no, I really like Precious. So my mom was fully on board. My brother was super on board. He was laughing because the first time you actually met my brother was like in the elevator.
Yeah.
And and I don't think you actually introduced yourself to him, like it was just in passing, right?
Yeah.
And I believe my brother was like, man.
I knew it was your brother.
Yeah. And my brother was like, man, I just saw a girl in the elevator that looked like you. Cause we both had like the same glasses and stuff. And I was like, are you talking about her, Precious? He's like, that's my girlfriend. He's like, what? That's your girlfriend? It's like, you should have told me. But my brother absolutely loves her. My dad loves her. My family in Trinidad are waiting for her to come down to see them. Like, they are all excited.
Yeah. And, for the most part, my family, like, my grandmother loves him. I think my, like, people who love me just love to see me happy, I like to say. Like, I hope. That's the vibe I get. So I think on that front, everything was smooth.
Yeah, your grandma does have a special place in her heart for me.
Yeah. Oh, my grandma's very old school. So she's just like she came to visit us and she's like, you're not going to cook your husband dinner? Like, is he hungry? Does he want breakfast? Like, grandma, am I hungry? Do I want breakfast? Like, she's very, very old school, but she adores him.
Yeah.
You love that, don't you? I said, you love that.
Hey, your granny and I, cool. I told you, I took your granny from you. She's my granny now.
All right, so you guys got married. What was your first year of marriage like?
First year of marriage is like anything that you are trying to pick up. There's a lot of learning that goes with it. I mean, I feel like we still had the same relationship. It was just the titles that changed, but then there was like things outside of like, all right, now we're gonna figure out our career paths on like making sure, you know, like for instance, we just moved down to Tennessee. Luckily, I was in a career where I'm working fully remote, so she was able to take a promotional opportunity down here. But there's like all those added things now that you have to do collectively compared to, compared to, you know, both of us are very independent people by nature.
So the first year was probably the hardest year. And then I feel like,
yeah, it was more of starting to get out the mindset of, all right, we're not individuals. Decisions we make now actually does impact us. Well, you know what I mean? It's like the independent side of things is like before when we were dating, we were still like making moves for like my career path, I went from sales to going into analyst realm, and I didn't have to think about how that decision was going to really impact her, because we were still in the dating process. But now, like, if I'm moving careers, I got to consider things on how that's going to impact the Noriega household. So it's more of like making decisions on a collective basis instead of like that individual side, even though, yes, we're still individuals.
Yeah, I feel like we just had to learn like how to really like love each other. Like, even though we were, you know, in practice for a while, it's when we got married, it's just like, now we're really, there's a title along with this. There's a legal responsibility along with this. And, you know, when you get mad, you can't just leave. Like, you have to figure it out. And so the first year is just full of ups and downs. And, you know, the whole relationship is full of ups and downs. But I think the first year is just the hardest.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it was just a continuation of when you're in a relationship and you're like, nope, this is going until that do us part for real.
Yeah.
You are, when people are dating, they can easily just run away from issues, problems, and things like that. But when you're married, like, especially when you have the values that we have, it's like, yeah, we're gonna figure this shit out no matter what. We're not taking no easy routes out. Look, if you're mad at something and we go to bed mad, I know they say don't go to bed mad at each other, but let's be honest, humans sometimes emotions race. Like, when you wake up the next day, have that adult conversation. It's fine to go to bed mad, but the next day, make sure, you know, we have that conversation to get things hammered out. And I think we started to understand the concept of not being mad at each other, but learning how to address the issue and only make the issue the problem and not like attack each other personally.
Me against you or you against me, it's us against whatever our issue is.
Yeah, and then getting a common ground. And sometimes you both aren't like, we're opposite, so we're not gonna see it from the same angle, but understanding how the other person sees the situation is super huge. And that was kind of the first year of feeling all of that out. We're very A personalities, I guess. We're very much so, being able to find that common place was huge.
We're blessed now because we just, I feel like we get it a little more now. We're able to give each other space when, you know, the person needs it, but able to come together when we need to. And I don't know, it's not to say it's smooth sailing now, but it's not like when it began.
Okay. That's good. So there are things that you learned from your first year that you continually build upon, and it gets better and better as you guys continue to work through.
Yeah, I think our first year wasn't like normal marriages first year, just because, like I said, we had that previous relationship. So like year one for us was probably like what some people would experience in like year three, four, things like that. Because usually people who get married, they have that honeymoon phase, you know, that first year is all honeymoon phase, everything. For us, like, we were making moves, big moves. Like, we knew where we wanted to be, and growing pains happen with that when you know where you want to go. Hey, we got these goals. This is where we want to be. We're working towards it. Things are going to happen that, you know, can cause issues. And for us, we were able to work those out and come out on the other side of it, even though that makes it sound like we were like out here. Nothing like that, but it's like,
we're both very headstrong. So it's just like, when I believe something is right, like, I believe it's right. And if I want to do it, I'm going to do it. But he's like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? Like, talk to me first. And I was like, well, this is what I wanted to do. So, and I had to just kind of learn to kind of
just fully adjusting to each other's like not true personalities, but like our, like for me being Trinidadian, I am very passionate when I speak. So sometimes my passion comes off as I may be yelling, but
what
it's like,
you using your hands for?
Like I talk with my hands because I'm passionate. And she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just talking normally. This is me. This is how
you're not talking to me.
This is how
there's a lot of that.
This is how I express myself.
I'm not yelling, Precious.
This is how I express myself.
But you are. But you are yelling.
Those were fun times.
So what's the best part of...
Mm-hmm. We were going to ask the same question.
We really were. So what's the best part of being married?
Having a karaoke partner without them.
Yes, yes. I always have a karaoke partner.
That is very true. But on a serious note, I think it's just like having someone that you can truly rely on no matter what the situation is. And just being I feel like to truly have a successful life, you kind of need that person in your life that you know, no matter how things are going outside, you know this person has your back no matter what. And that's one of the perks of, you know, having Precious as my wife, where I know there's things outside that happens, but I can always count on her till when I'm slacking in areas because there's like just so much going on. Mm-hmm. She'll pick up the slack, vice versa. And it's 24/7, doesn't matter the time, the season, you know, just having that person there, having a travel buddy and going everywhere. I think we've done so much traveling over the years since we've been dating through marriage.
It's just fun having someone there 24/7. For me, it is. I don't know. For me, it is just like having someone there. Having a partner in crime and
also not just having someone that pushes you and not lets you
slack when I want to give up.
Because you know, some people will don't have that person that's there to call them out when they're bullshitting.
Yep.
And we do that a lot for each other, you know, holding each other accountable because we both know where we want to be. And we're going to get there if one of us has to call each other out on it and remind you. Sometimes you just need that, you know, person to remind you of what your long-term goals are.
Tell you to get your ish together.
Get your ish together. Also, you know, there's financial benefits too.
Yeah, there's financial benefits. Like taxes.
I mean, tell the truth. It gets pretty great.
You know, I feel like there's a lot of just pros of just having that person.
No, I think.
Of course, there's cons, but the pros heavily outweigh the cons.
We are best friends. I think that's what really makes it like, no matter what, like, this is my friend. This is my best friend. I'm not going to, you know, even on our bad days, even in my head, I'm like, you know what? We'll get over this. Like it'll, you know, I'm a work through it with him because that's my friend. Like that's my good friend. I'm not gonna leave him on the side of the road. So that's really what kind of pushes us. Like the friendship. I think the fact that we had a friendship before any of this started is it helps so tremendously. Oh,
I was letting you finish.
You guys are too cute. I can't even stand it.
We all right.
We decent.
We decent.
So does a quote unquote normal day look like in your married life?
Loaded question, because I be at work.
I feel because we're so wound up in our careers, Monday through Friday just looks the same. I wake up at 5 6:30 for work. I start work at 6:30 in the mornings, and I finish work at 3:30. She wakes up for work at 7. So by the time she wakes up, I'm already head deep in data. She leaves out for work, and then by the time she gets home around like 7 o'clock, it's time to eat. And then I have about an hour and a half till I need to take myself to bed. Monday through Friday, it's kind of that. So that's why on the weekends we try to do stuff to kind of break that up. And that's where we do a lot of our mini road trips to, where's the last place that we went over to? Memphis.
Memphis,
took a nice little 3.5-hour drive to Memphis just to hang out there for a day to break things up.
Concerts.
Go to concerts, vineyards, we brunches, try new road spots.
We really be like really just trying to hang out with each other on the weekends, because during the week is, you know, I see him. Okay, when I work from home 2 days a week, so Thursday and Friday. So most of the time when I'm working from home, I'm literally like, he's at work in his office. I'm in his office with him working. Like, it's us next to each other, because I just feel like we spend so much time apart on Monday through Wednesday. So it's literally me listening in on all his calls and listening in all my, but I feel like I always just,
one of my colleagues, yeah, that my boss is going to be like, this is confidential information.
Whatever. Just trying to find like any time where we can really hang out with each other, even if that's like us making a little snack together on Thursday and Friday, eating it for lunch.
You're watching shows right now. We're
watching shows.
We're watching House of Dragon.
Yeah, I told him what we're watching.
People watching House of Dragon right now. So, you know, binge watching shows, stuff like that. We love going to comedy shows.
Right now, I feel like we're really going through the motions. So, and trying to embrace, you know, we just moved to Nashville a year ago as of September 10th.
Oh, wow.
So,
yeah.
Trying to embrace living in a new state with just us two. Like, we have no family around, we have no friends around. Not exactly true for me, because I actually got one of my friends to move down here. That's another story. But yeah, just trying to embrace just being with just us two with no outsiders around us.
Us two and our dog.
Yeah, and the dog.
What advice would you guys give to other married couples?
My advice is, don't take any advice from anybody else. Like, do what's best for you, because what works for me and him, it may not work for, you know, the next person. So I really just feel like you really just need to do what works for you, because even if that's like left field, everybody's like, what? Like, that's crazy. If it works for you, do it. Like, stop listening to everybody else.
You stole my answer.
Are you gonna say that?
I was going to say something similar. I feel that there's no really successful way. Successful marriage is all based on perception, and it should only be the you and your significant other perception on if you all are having a successful marriage. Because at the end of the day, that's who you're falling asleep with. That's who you're making your decisions with, and the decisions you make, that's going to impact your relationship. So having all of that outside noise can really hinder what you have. I feel like, know what you two need in the relationship to be happy, and pursue that, even if the outside world isn't fully supportive of it, because at the end of the day, who the hell cares what they think?
I was going to sum that up by saying, like, don't take shit from nobody. And you can bleep that part out, you know, to make it sound cool. But don't take shit from anybody. Do you?
I'm not going to go on any of my social media rants, but I feel.
All right. We need to hear his social media rants. He hates social media.
Okay. I shouldn't say. I feel there are many benefits to social media for how it started. It was a way to connect people. right? Mm-hmm. You know, especially like me having family in Trinidad, having an easy way to connect with them, see pictures. But eventually a lot of fake started outweighing the real. Mm-hmm. And people started letting a lot of fake perception of what true happiness is.
So don't compare yourself to social media, you know? You may not be where that couple is, but you're where you need to be.
Yeah, man. It's the root of all evil next to money.
Preach.
Hopefully that answers your question. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it does. Where do you see yourselves in your marriage in 10 years?
So I feel like I've been answering a lot.
Is that my fault? Okay. No, I think personally, I see myself just being like wealthy, rich, the beautiful person that I am. Thriving, living life, like just being an asset to our community, you know?
You're supposed to be the detailed one. You're supposed to be like, in 10 years, we see ourselves. Okay, go.
Getting there. I also see myself like, what? I don't want many kids. I just want one little child running around. So God, please, just one.
I mean, twins are pretty great.
Oh, okay. I think I only want to go through it once. So twins are fine. If you want to just say do it all at once, that's fine. Not at different points in my life, no. Having everything in order, I know it won't be perfect, but having finances in order, having just my social life in order, and just being, you know, a fabulous couple together. What do you see yourself as? Like, is it different?
Definitely one kid, unless they're twins.
Yeah. There we go.
One of the things that we talk about all the time is we don't like being cash cows for people.
I don't want to work for nobody.
We don't want to be putting in all this work and having somebody else profit from the efforts we put in. So one of the things that we've talked about for a very long time was going into real estate together. We were actually, before her opportunity to move down to Tennessee, we were going to get our real estate license in Illinois to start doing real estate up there. Now that's a little bit on the back burner because we've talked about it. We're not sure if Tennessee is going to be fully the place where we finish.
Endgame.
The end game. So I think in the next, 10 years, figuring out where that end game is and then start working on developing our real estate business, having, be deep in our family. So having that little one, owning our own place for sure.
We're going to be on HGTV. Speak it. HGTV.
I don't want to be a celebrity or...
I want to be a celebrity.
Too much.
I'll be at the forefront. You just pop up sometimes.
Yeah, I'll be the one that randomly pop. I can be the silent partner.
There we go.
Behind the scenes partner. So that's kind of holy crap, I'll be 41?
Jeez, y'all.
Well, watch your mouth. I won't be old in 40 in 10 years.
So yeah. Maybe somewhere in a beat somewhere, like I would love to be
walk outside and I
walk out and just see a beach.
Sand.
Not like an oceanfront, like a seafront property. So live in the Virgin Islands or Trinidad or somewhere on an island.
Look, we'll see. I don't know. Look, I've never experienced living out there, so I'm not sure.
They have networks. You'll have access to TikTok.
I was like, they got internet? Like,
oh, Lord.
You'll have access to your TikTok videos and trends and all of that.
I like a modern lifestyle, you know?
You'd be surprised how modern islands are.
I mean, I hear you. I definitely hear you. But sometimes I see pictures and I don't know. So if we find our area, I'm down.
Absolutely. No, I'm with you. Some of those being on the countryside of an island, you're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
But when you're in the city, you're like, oh, I guess I can get down with this.
Yes. I just need some air conditioning, you know?
It might be a little pricey, but I understand.
For sure. You just got to crack the window open and let that island breeze come in.
Absolutely not. It's too dang hot. Especially mice.
Don't tell her that yet.
I haven't been there in a long time, but I still remember. It's hot.
Gotta sell her the dream. Sell her the dream.
Sell me the dream. Don't tell me the best.
Exactly.
When it's, well, I don't know how you feel about white Christmases, but in November when it's that nice, it's great. July just is not the time.
Mm. Yeah, it's hot. It can get hot, but that's where the beach comes in. You know, that's where the beach comes in.
So I have another question for you guys. Do you guys know your love languages?
Mm-hmm. It's a conversation that comes up a lot, actually. Yes.
Yeah.
I am physical touch. I am, what is it? Acts of service. Acts of service. Yeah, those two. You know yours?
Acts of service.
You know yours? I'm definitely. I can tell you what yours are.
Definitely acts of service. I feel like you're also affirmations.
Yeah, heavily. I have
to just take a little bit of each.
A little bit of each. Like if you're doing all of them, then you're doing great.
I feel like with how my background is, for me, it's mainly like show me instead of telling me, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'm a simple guy. Like that's all it is. I'm a simple guy. I think that's where a lot of our conflict earlier came in. Because for me, my showing love was, hey, I'm gonna do X, Y, and Z for you, and that's me showing her that I love her. And for her, that wasn't her love language, and hers was like affirmations and. Mm-hmm. I mean, she also loves gifts, let's be honest.
I love a little bit.
Yeah, earlier on, it was getting an understanding of what each other's love language is. Because like I was saying before, my own is being just showing her, doing things for her, like, no, I'll help you with this, or, you know, or also giving her like gifts because I had a feeling that would be her love language, but I wasn't like, you know, like when I took you to Vegas.
I had a feeling.
Well, so the reason why I said I had a feeling was that one time.
Gold digger.
The one time in college where like I bought you that hat and like that was like your favorite hat.
Yeah.
And you
absolutely. To this day, I don't know where it's at, but
like this NIU hat. And it was like, all right, you know. So just being able to, I guess the best way is reflect on, all right, I need to show her how I need to give her love the way that she receives it instead of how I think I would. Want to receive it. And that's the same for her. And we found out my love language has stayed relatively consistent, but sometimes love languages evolve and hers has evolved throughout the years as well.
Mine's evolves like every year. Like every year I may be looking for something different. I don't know.
You heard her mention earlier, like quality time. Quality
time is a big one for me.
Especially now because of how our work schedules is. So now like quality time is one of her other love language. So
yeah.
I just have to continue to keep track of where she is.
And you know, the funny thing is like when you say quality time, it doesn't have to be like us going on some extravagant like date or anything. It's like he could be watching a football game. I just want to sit there. I'm not really into football, but I can sit there and watch it with him. Like, as long as I'm in the same area and spending time with you, like, that makes me happy. Like, I don't, it doesn't have to be something huge. So, you know, I feel like it's easy to accommodate.
I like how you had to just throw that in there real quick.
That is your opinion.
As y'all can see, sometimes I'm just a lot. And, you know, I love, that's just me. Like, I've always been that way. But it's fun to be with him that can actually, like, my a lot, even though I feel like I'm a lot, is not a lot to him. He's like, oh, that's just her. Like, where are you at today?
I'm very Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata. Love that.
Just like, we're gonna go with the flow. This where you at today? All right, fine, whatever. We'll roll with the punches. I'll go with it.
And I'm learning to be that way. You know, learning to be more, just to meet him where he's at, you know? Because sometimes you're just not there. Sometimes you need someone to help you, you know.
But could you just like become passionate about something? No.
Yeah.
Like, no. Or like if we're like in a drive-thru or something and someone gets my order wrong and I'm just like, whatever, it's fine.
No,
I'm not gonna stress. I'm not gonna stress over it. She's like, no. Like, they need to, you get what you paid for, you get what you asked for. I'm like,
that's a big, this happens so much. I'm just like, you're just gonna go with it? Excuse me.
Not the snips.
You know, I'm always respectful, but at the same time, it's just like, you don't have to take everything.
You know, it's just my personality is like, if it's not harming anybody, like, I'll brush it off. I guess it's because I was in sales for like 10 years. I was doing door-to-door. Like, sales. So like, part of it is developing tough skin. And for me, like, I just am able to brush things off that doesn't really, like, after the moment happens, I'm not gonna think about this anymore. Like, it's gonna be out of mind, out of sight.
And I'm gonna drag it on. And I'm gonna drag it on forever. It's gonna be dragging on forever.
It will be a couple weeks. It'll be a couple weeks later. You remember last week when
I was years, like, months.
Remember that?
Centuries. at least we know. Like, at least I'm not oblivious to the fact. Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, precious, just let it go. Just let it go.
We're getting there. I'm getting you to get there for certain things.
Yeah.
Balance. Not all everything. About balance.
All right. Well, Precious and Seiko, first of all, we want to say thank you so much for accepting our invitation to come on the show. And thank you for allowing us to get into your married life just a little bit and hearing your story. But before we let you go, we have one last question that we ask all of our guests. And that question is
marriage worth it?
Yeah, 100%.
With the right person, because let's just throw that in there. I mean, come on, tell the truth, tell the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I mean, you can get married.
Wait, anybody in this world can get married. Like, it's
outside of arranged marriages and people like marrying for citizenship and things like that. Yes, marriages.
With the right person. I still stick by it.
They just wanted a simple answer.
I gave them a simple answer with the right person. Some people are hot mess.
I think you got to reframe the question, Monique, to is marriage worth it for you?
Look, we answered.
I mean, there you have it. It's worth it, but make sure it is with the right person. I hear you.
There you go.
Again, thank you so much, Precious and Seiko. Is there anything you would like to promote, or your Instagrams, or, you know, have the people know?
Oh yeah, y'all can follow me on Instagram at prettythoughts_30.
Nothing from me. What about your TikTok?
No, just Instagram. Just
Instagram. Well, you can follow our podcast at Marriage Worth It on Twitter and Instagram. You can also email us marriageworthit@gmail.com. We also have a TikTok, which Mo has been putting out some fire content. Don't worry.
Love it.
I'm Monique.
And I'm Janelle.
And this has been
Is Marriage Worth It?